You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the second test between England and New Zealand, which takes place at Headingley, kicking off on Friday. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
Quite a decent first test in the end.
It was. After all the doom and gloom and speculation around the England team, it was an absolutely fantastic test. I think one of the best in recent history. England being 30 for 4, then coming back and playing that brand of cricket, I think that all England supporters want to see. And New Zealand played the part too, and it turned out to be, all 5 days, two in and throwing, and England just getting over the line in the end.
Yeah, there have been some pretty disappointing recent results, and when England were 30 for 4 on day one, it looked like it was all going wrong again, didn't it? So how much mental character did the show to keep playing the way they did?
A hell of a lot, because I think when you're in a team under that scrutiny and you know that you've been underperforming, it's very easy to go into your shell. And I think you've got to give real credit, one, to Paul Fabris or the England management, who put Ben Stokes up to number 6, and then to the players themselves, because Joe Root and Ben Stokes really took the attack to New Zealand. And it's not just how they batted, but how quickly they scored. And I think that showed real, as you say, strength of character. And that really set the tone for the rest of the Test match.
Yeah, let's talk about Ben Stokes. The fastest century ever scored at Lord's. Also took the wickets of Kane Williamson and Brendan McCullum in successive balls. He had a pretty good day, didn't he?
He did. And it begs the question, where was he in the World Cup? because he was left out of the squad and were playing Big Bash cricket. And when you see what he can do with both bat and ball, it's amazing that he's not been in the one-day lineup, for longer. People like Alex Hales as well. But I think it's nice for him to... That's his second Test century now, and he's looking like a genuine all-rounder. He's still a young man, we've got to remember that. And I think he's someone who can bowl up near 90 mile an hour. And I think as long as England use him wisely and keep encouraging him to be aggressive and play his natural game, I think we've got a real find there.
Yeah, and obviously there was a lot of talk before the test about whether Kevin Peterson should play, and Paul Collingwood has subsequently come out and said that he feels that Ben Stokes could replace Kevin Peterson as the box office player for England. Do you think he's up to that kind of level?
Well, not yet, I don't think. I think, obviously, Kevin, is a better batsman because, that's his out-and-out strength. I think Ben Stokes is a genuine all-rounder, but when you can see he can play like that, almost McCullum, someone who goes out and just has that freedom and hits the ball so hard and puts the opposition under pressure. But I think from the Kevin Peaton saga, it's good that the English public are talking about another name now, because we don't want Kevin Peterson being rumbling on through the summer. And I think it was really important England put a performance in like that and had a star to look towards, which is Ben Stokes. And I think there were some really other good performances by England as well. I think Stuart Broad answered a few questions. He came back into form. So there's some positives looking forward for everyone.
Yeah, positives looking forward. Hopefully that will be the case. And looking forward, we've got the news this morning that Trevor Bayliss will be named the new head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I've not worked with him personally, but I've spoke to people who have. There's not many bad things that have been said about him. I think he's an old-fashioned kind of coach. He lets the players run their own dressing room. He's someone who encourages and he's got great success, especially in one-day cricket. So, by all accounts, I think people are excited by his appointment. I was surprised that Jason Gillespie didn't get the nod. I think he was a real strong candidate, and I was surprised that he didn't get it after being approached by the ECB.
Yeah, it was a lot of talk about last week, weren't there? But for England's point of view now, then, are they going to this second test in good spirits? If they win that and then they hand over to Trevor Bayliss before the Ashes, in good spirits, do you think they have a chance of upsetting the Aussies a little bit? Because at the moment it looks very one-sided with regards to that respect.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, I think, you know, we were all talking about potentially New Zealand coming here and winning the series and that having a real upset and England being up against it. I still think New Zealand will be better for that test match at Lord's. But I think the way England came out and played, I think that's a really good sign. They're going to want to impress this new coach as well. And I think as long as they keep playing this aggressive brand of cricket and taking it to the opposition, I think we can fare better against Australia. I'm not saying we're going to go on and win it, but certainly a little bit more confident than probably was, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Let's get stuck into the second test then. England 5-4 to win the match at Headingley. The draw is 13-8 and New Zealand are 11-4. Do you think England will win the second test?
Yeah, I do. I do now from what I saw at Lord's. I did tip up England in the first test and that was due to a few of the New Zealand bowlers in particular being in the IPL. But I think the way England have won this, the confidence they've got now, you know, people in good form, it's a quick turnaround as well, this test match, and I think England will be on a high, and I think they've got enough to beat New Zealand in this next test match at Headingley.
Okay, England to win then at Headingley. As usual, let's go through some of the player markets. We'll start with the batsmen, and we'll start with England. Joe Root 3-1, Alistair Cook 7-2, Ian Bell also 7-2, Gary Balance is 9-2, Adam Lyth 5s, and Stokes is 9s with Moeen Ali, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, two, I think. I think Joe Root is the obvious pick because he's been in such outstanding form over the last 12 or so months. And also, you know, with his 98 and 84 in the first test, again, he started the summer well. And Alistair Cook, I think he's answered a few questions. I think we're all critical about his technique, but his runs in the West Indies and how he played in that second innings, I was really impressed with him, and it's so important for England to have their captain scoring runs. I'm just going to go for Alistair Cook ahead of Joe Root. I think Headingley is a good place to bat these days, and if he does manage to get in, he's very difficult to get out and he's hungry for runs, so I'm going to go for Alistair Cook.
Alistair Cook, then that would be ideal, wouldn't it? Like you say, if England can have their captain in good order as well going into the rest of the summer, then that's obviously good news.
It's so important. You can't underestimate that. If the leader is doing well at his own particular skill batting or bowling, it's a lot easier for him to captain and the pressure's off him. I think that's been the major problem for Alistair Cook's captaincy, is not being able to score runs. But with him scoring that runs at Lord's and England winning the game, I'll just give him a huge breathing space for the rest of the summer.
OK, with regards to New Zealand then, Kane Williamson heads the market there at 100-30. Brendan McCullum is 4-1. It's 4-1 also for Guptill. Taylor is 9-2. Latham, another one at 9-2. And 5-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for New Zealand?
I'm going to go Martin Guptill. I tipped him up for the first test simply because he'd been over here playing county cricket and in good form. In the tour matches as well. He scored 70 in the first innings and would have been disappointed not to have gone on. I know he got a duck in the second innings, but that can happen open in the batting. But I still think he's in good touch. I saw enough with him in the first test, and I'm going to just side with Guptill ahead of Kane Williamson.
Okay, Guptill for New Zealand then with the bat. Ball in hand then for England, Jimmy Anderson is 2-1 at the top of the market on 399 career test wickets at the moment.
Yeah.
Stuart Broad 3-1. Chris Jordan 7-2. Mark Wood is 7-2 as well. And 5-1 or bigger for the others. Will Jimmy Anderson get the 400th wicket, and will he be top bowler? That's the question.
I think he'll get his 400th. Anyone who's listened to this podcast before, I always tip up Jimmy Anderson simply because the other seamers have been so out of form. Stuart Broad surprised me. I think that performance came out of nowhere. But again, that's a really good sign. The man I'm going to go for, it's a bit out of the box. I'm going to go for Ben Stokes for two reasons. One, he'll be on the crest of a wave, really, after that man of the match performance at Lord's. He got three wickets in that last innings at Lord's. But I think the most important part is because the games are back-to-back and England bowled on that last day, he only bowled 32 overs in the game compared with 42 to Broad, 43 to Anderson and 40 to Wood. So he will be a lot fresher, and that's important. Broad and Anderson are a little bit older, and I think he'll just have them fresh legs, and he's got the pace and confidence behind him. I'm going to go for Ben Stokes.
Yeah, 5-1 as well, about a man who's flying at the moment. So, yeah, I like it. Top New Zealand bowler then. Tim Southee is 11-4. Trent Bolt, another one at 11-4. 7-2 for Doug Bracewell. Matthew Henry is 7-2. 4-1 for Neil Wagner. And 9-2 or bigger for the others. Who should we be worried about for New Zealand?
Well, I mentioned the two outstanding bowlers for New Zealand, Bolt and Southee, have been in the IPL. And I think Southee really did struggle. He went for, I think, nearly 262 runs in the test, which is a hell of a lot. The man I'm going to go for who bowled really well and 9 wickets in the test is Trent Bolt. A really good bowler, and I just think the others are slightly off. There's an injury worry over Anderson. They will bring another seamer in. Henry bowled okay as well, but I think Bolt and Southee are the two main bowlers, but I just think Bolt's in a better rhythm at the moment, so Trent Bolt.
Okay, Trent Bolt. Any other markets caught your eye ahead of this?
There's a couple. I always like to go for the man of the match market, and I think again you've got to look towards the all rounders. I think Ben Stokes. I mentioned him with a ball earlier, but we know his ability to get runs. He's, I think, at 16-1, which I think is a really good price. And also Moeen Ali. He chipped in with some runs, and he could bowl a hell of a lot in the second innings at Headingley if it is dry, so maybe watch out for him. I think he was 16-1 last time I had a look. And a safer market, I think it comes under the wickets category on the console, and it's a New Zealand match bet on the wickets, and it's Henry against Craig. The off-spinner for New Zealand had a desperate test. You know, England looked to really get after him, and Henry took six in the match, and I think you can get Henry 8-11 to get more wickets than Craig. So I think that's for the punters who like a safer bet, I think that's a very, very safe bet.
Yeah, it's in the players market on the console. If you scroll down to the bottom there, it's 8-11. A couple of headline offers, I just want to get your thoughts on quickly as well. Ben Stokes to score a century in either innings is 9-2.
I'd be leaving that one. Yeah, I don't think... I mean, he could do it, we know that, but I think for him to get back-to-back test hundreds, it'd be very tough. I think the other headline offer, is it Alistair Cook?
Yeah, Alistair Cook to top bat in England to win at 10-1.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you like me and you fancy Cook to be up there, you know, leading run scoring that first innings and England win, which are two of my picks, and 10-1 I think is a fantastic price. And for those who just want a more riskier bet, I think, you know, that could be a cracking bet too.
Okay, good stuff. What will be our best bet of the second test?
I think England win. I know it's 5-4, but I just think the momentum they've got. New Zealand not bowling that well. England really, really confident. I think England should win this game pretty comfortably.
Superb. Thank you very much, Ant. Good luck and enjoy the second test.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.